We all want to be treated equally.
Sure.
And that's where the issue begins with this story.
A fair shake.
Look, there aren't many places in the world where Tommy Mulet would be a VIP. But his years of fanboying this grocery store apparently has finally got him VIP treatment here.
Stepped up.
And of course, if someone saw this from afar, they were going to be upset. Because why does someone else get this when I am also standing right here?
But I didn't really get anything.
Then why'd you brag to us about it?
It was just so funny because the lady was so pissed.
Oh, is that what it was? Yeah, you know.
No big deal.
You're hanging out in the break room. That's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So those, for those who may be new to the break room, my good friend Tommy Mulet here, he loves three things in life. Booze, jazz, and Wegmans.
Yep.
Tommy, you go to Wegmans every day.
Yep.
And you have made good friends with all the folks who work in the different departments you frequent.
Oh, yeah.
So like, you'll stop and have conversations with them every day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And Kimmy and I make fun of you for it because it's like the guy who thinks the stripper loves them.
First name basis.
Well, she did. She just didn't show up for coffee.
But it turns out that grocery store employee love actually paid off for you the other day. So what happened?
So I'm shopping, and I'm at the grape table, and I'm going through the grapes. And
I'm at the grape table.
Right at the grape table.
Browsing the grapes.
I love me some seedless reds. And as I'm going through them all, the kid who's got the cart full of...
Can we time out already? Why are you going through them all? Just grab a freaking bag of grapes.
No. You got to check them out.
Because
every old Italian woman has finger blasted every bag of them.
Do
and
you
I
taste
make sure
test the grapes before you buy them?
No, remember, he's very anti-free grapes.
Okay. So then what are you looking at?
I want to see how they look.
He's looking for old Italian fingerprints.
Fondling the grapes.
I dust them for. I don't like soft grapes. I want them firm.
Okay.
Anyway.
So, you're sad. You're such a sad man.
So anyways, this table, the kid who's working the produce section, he's got a cart full of produce up there, and he's stocking the tables. And he goes, hey, Tommy. And I go, what? And he called me by name. And he goes, come here. And he had fresh ones that hadn't stocked up yet.
The entire grape table wasn't up to your standard.
Well, he just noticed me going through them.
Okay.
And he said, got some fresh ones over, because the table kind of looked picked over. He hadn't stocked it yet. So when he says, hey, Tommy, and he just points to the box, the fresh boxes that are stacked there, I thank you, bro, and I walk over. So as I'm doing that, there was also a lady on the opposite side of the grape table when he said, hey, Tommy, and she got pissed. And she made a noise that she was pissed. And she was like, huh. Like that. She wasn't doing one of huffs. Like old rich ladies do, right?
Okay. Get the grape invite.
And by the way, she had so much jewelry on, man. This chick jingled while she walked. And so her jingling ass was pissed off. And she gave me like a dirty look. And by the way, I'm still paying for the grapes, lady. You can walk over and go to the goddamn box. She was just pissed off that he noticed me looking at the grapes.
Uh-huh.
And invited me over to go through the
grape. But she did not get the personal grape invite.
No. And she was pissed. And she looked like a lady that always gets her way. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay. I can't look you up and down with what you're wearing right now and be like, you also look like a lady that always gets her way. Kimmy, were you going to say
But
something?
She made a noise. She made pissed off old lady noise.
Yeah. You said she could just go over there and look through it. I probably would not have
if I didn't get
the invite.
That's on you.
Okay.
That's not on me, lady.
First of all, I love the pride he's taking in his VIP. If you're watching the live stream, he can't even cover his face right now.
Fresh grapes, bro.
Like, well, anybody could have done
it. It's an Italian dream come true. I'm about to stain my britches.
All right.
Sicilian wine grape-eating britches.
You don't understand why this lady was upset.
No, because she didn't get her way.
But it's simple human nature. And look, I love taking shots at rich ladies too, but I don't think it has anything to do with that.
What is it?
You, Tommy Mulet, were offered something she was not.
Yes.
All right? She could have grabbed him too, but you were singled out. Yeah. You, Tommy, were called over to the grape cart for first choice of fresh grapes. If this were
fresh off the truck, bro.
If this were ancient Rome, it's a privilege only Caesar would have.
Yeah.
She was left with the older grapes, like some kind of old grape schmuck.
Kind of like her.
Languishing with the other normies in the purgatory that is the aging produce table.
She kind of looked like dried fruit.
I mean, Tommy, no one ever wants to see someone get something they're not getting.
But the fact that you showed your ass, your old wrinkly ass with the huffing and puffing.
Bro, you live in Pittsburgh. You can't be pissed about that.
Have some class, lady.
Okay.
Act like you've been to the grape table before.
Can we all admit, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, as much as it makes you sound like a bad person, we never want to see someone else get something that we don't think they deserve when we don't get the same thing.
And that's the whole thing. She ain't getting it. She's pissed off. Well, if he said her name.
Yeah, no, you're right.
She would be, you know, loving it.
Now, put a pin in that. We'll loop back around, but I'm sorry.
Well, and especially when it comes to grocery stores, she thinks she's a loyal customer, too. Yeah. Like, I think everybody that shops there probably thinks that, like, they, you know, deserve something for their loyalty to this place that they're probably at multiple times a week.
Look, this discussion is why you hear the name Karen, and you have an image in your head immediately of what that woman looks like. And I can prove we have it all in us.
What's that?
Are you ready? Let's say, Tommy, you go out to dinner with your wife, and you got to put your name in and wait.
Yeah.
Right? So you're standing around. When they start calling names, do you take notice of who got there after you?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so what is the difference?
Because that's not fair.
What is the difference between
me?
I am
also a party of two.
Yeah, but you're going to get your dinner. You're going to pay for it.
Why I got to wait?
Why did she have to wait?
Why did they get to go first?
Okay. When,
who the hell are you?
Let me ask you a question. When, let's say you're in a line of traffic getting in on an exit ramp.
Yeah.
And you see someone blow past that line, and then somebody lets them in. They sneak in at the last moment.
A cutter.
Yeah, you got it. How's that make you feel?
Bad, but I'm also a known cutter, so it's a little hard for me.
Okay.
Because you know I cut lines.
Yeah, I know, and that makes you – and I hate you for that because you're getting things that you don't deserve that I'm not getting.
But you can't with your big doofus ass.
What?
You can't cut based on your build
and
your loud-ass mouth.
No one wants to admit
it. Jackass face.
It makes us look petty, and it makes us look small.
Oh, she was Richard Petty.
But if someone gets something you don't,
mm-hmm.
even if they deserve it, you don't like it.
You're jealous.
But here's the thing. Anyone that earns an award in this business we're in, Tommy, you get all butthurt because they got it and you didn't get anything.
30 years of nothing.
Yeah, that is the definition of your career. That's the award you're going to win. 30 years of nothing. And the fact is, if this was some other grocery store and that woman was offered the fresh grapes you weren't, Kimmy, he'd have come in here the next day flipped out about it.
Can you believe
it? Not fair.
I'm looking for the grapes. Waiting for the grapes.
It's so nice to all the employees, and they don't do anything for me. They're helping out that lady over there. We're on a first-name basis. Didn't even think I was there.
Actually, she fingered all the grapes.
I mean, Kimmy, can you admit you are this person? Like, Tommy is this person? Like, I am this person?
I think anytime there is a ranking system of
a pecking order.
Yeah, like a pecking order, or you're waiting for something, that anxiety kicks in of like, when's it my turn, and you don't want anybody to have it before you.
Yeah, what about me?
It's just like it's a very self-centered feeling, but I think everybody has it.
But why does that kick in?
I don't know.
Because even if you control it to the point where you're not outwardly showing it, you feel it inside.
And you start to make these stories up in your head about the other people that get it in front of you.
100%.
And why they...
I do it, you don't do it? You're doing backstories I'm doing backstories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you just did a backstory about this lady. You saw her for 2 seconds.
And how they don't deserve it, and yeah.
Like, you'll see this the most.
You'll judge what they're getting, too. Like, let's say you're in line for, like, cold cuts or something. You're going to be like, ugh, another one? Why is their order so big? Well, they're allowed to have that big order, but now I'm pissed because you're in front of me.
Can I tell you a story?
Story up.
Kind of goes along with this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I go to the same place to get lunch every day.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so I get there right when the doors get unlocked, and I wait in my car until the doors get unlocked, and then I go inside and I get my lunch. My goal is to be the first one there so I get home and take a nap.
So nothing said about that statement at all, but I'm at Wegmans every day. But I'm the first guy in there to get my salad and go home and take a nap.
You weren't going to buy grapes because...
Hey, when are you going to open up this place? So you sit alone in a parking lot at a salad bar.
Yes.
Waiting for your salad.
Yes, I do.
But me going to Wegmans is sad.
Everything you said, I stand by as fact. All right, my wife wanted to have lunch with me the other day. And when I get there, I see this older guy, probably in his 70s, 80s.
Oh, he got there first?
And that's no problem. He looks like a sweet man. So I get out with my wife, and we're standing in line outside right before they open the door. So they open up the side door first and then the main doors. While they open up the side door, this other dick who's in like his 60s runs in.
Wait, he takes a side door?
He takes a side door.
Because that's a service door.
And he cuts in front of everybody.
I love it.
So, and now I'm standing. Here's the thing. I was pissed for me, but I was more pissed for the old guy who politely did what he was supposed to do. And he didn't say a word to the guy in front of him. And I'm telling my wife, I was getting like furious. I'm telling my wife, like, I just want to do something. Yeah. And here's the thing. He was like putting his elbows on the glass of the salad place while he's ordering. And he's being like
disrespectful.
He's being dismissive of all the folks that work there. Like, he's that dick. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Big old watch on. Like, I know your type, you dick ass bitch.
I think he's got a radio show across the street.
I was just, I'm hoping to God he was going to say something rude enough where I could be like, hey! Hey! Like, I wanted it. I wanted to beat up an old man only because he snuck in the side door of the salad place before my wife, myself, and this all old man. So, yeah, we all have it in us,
yeah,
man.
Sure, sure.
An unquenchable rage.
But it is sweet when you get it.
Well, when you're the one that gets the upper hand.
Those grapes tasted so much sweeter. I know it was probably just in my mind. You know what I mean? But they were special to me.
Here's the problem
here,
too.
I savored every one.
Can I recap? I'm sorry. Again, 252 WCMF. Tommy comes in the other day, starts bitching about this woman at Wegmans. He goes to Wegmans every day. He's looking at grapes the other day, makes friends with all the folks that work at Wegmans, and he was not satisfied with the grape selection. Mm. Well, the guy who works at produce goes, hey, Tommy, come over
here. He noticed me struggling.
Yeah. And called you by name, showed you the brand new grapes he hasn't put out yet.
The box.
And the woman that was also at the grape counter.
Yeah, she huffed. And she was, like, pissed off.
But you were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
I think that there's a problem here that this kid who worked there didn't see coming, because now you've given Tommy the VIP treatment.
Good call.
So now when you don't get that, or there isn't something a little extra in there for you, you're going to be disappointed.
I took a grape too far. It truly is the grapes of wrath.
Like when that table of Honeycrisp apples is looking a little sparse.
Yeah.
And some kid's there with a box ready to unload.
I'll look for my boy.
But what if he doesn't invite you? You're just going to go do it?
No.
That's what I mean. Now there's like this expectation of like, I'm going to get this every time.
No, I mean, she is right. You especially have an expectation that when you're treated a certain way, you're always treated that way.
Well, I expect a certain level of service, Patrick.
Like, that's why nobody can ever go above and beyond for guys like you.
What are you talking about? Because that kid did.
It wasn't just like a nice thing. Now it's an expectation.
Yes, I mean, if, now that you know he has the ability to do that, why are you not doing that for me every time?
Come on, type me up, bro.
Okay.
He's busy.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Steve. Steve says, you guys are wrong. Some folks are not selfish. I don't care if anyone gets anything in front of me. As long as I get what I am entitled to, I am fine. Do you believe Steve?
No, of course not. What he's entitled to tells me otherwise.
Well, no, I mean, that's entitled is looked at as a bad word. Entitled is a word. Like, we are all entitled to certain things.
Yeah, to an extent.
No, that's what I mean. You hear entitled because you are actually entitled, and you hear that because people call you entitled and go, that's bad. No, like, Kimmy is entitled to benefits because she works at a job.
Absolutely.
Entitlement is not necessarily a bad word.
Okay, all right.
I don't think. Could you learn English so we could have conversations?
I know enough.
Okay.
How much English you got to know? All of it?
Does every couple have one person that pulls the other one back from getting upset with stuff like this?
Not every time, because my parents did not have a throttle.
So they were both looking for all the freedom.
All in, all the time. Oh, yeah. Grab.
What about you and your husband? Who's the one that gets the most upset when they are not being treated the way they feel they should be treated?
Honestly, I think it's my husband. Like, he hates like crowded places, and like he gets really quiet, or if somebody's like in his way or something, and I could tell he's frustrated. Now, he won't say or do anything, but I could just tell it's like boiling up inside. Like, he just wants to get out of there.
Okay,
you know, and like crowd stuff like that doesn't really bother me. So it's been an interesting experience, like shopping with him. And seeing the way he reacts to certain situations when it's not going his way.
I mean, it only gets worse, too. You know, with a lot of these places, you know, having a hard time putting people in jobs.
Sure. Right?
You know, like, I mean, things take longer. Yeah, folks get more frustrated. Mm-hmm. And things are so instant now with everything else. Like, it feels like it's longer.
Yeah, if it's not moving quickly.
Exactly.
He's annoyed.
You gotta be patient.
Ah, you're shuffling from foot to foot. You feel that pit in your stomach. You just want to get the hell out of there. I demand what I'm entitled to. Tommy, with technology today, seems almost impossible you can get away with lying about who you are in person.
Mm.
But if the allegations in this story are true, that's exactly what one woman tried.
Pull a little move?
Yeah.
All right.
And I guess when you really think about it, if you decided you were going to go down this road, how could authorities for certain determine you were not who you said you were?
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. You guys want to take a trip out to Lyons?
That's a nice area.
That's where we have the tale of a 32-year-old woman who got in some trouble with the cops.
What did she do?
Well, police say she was pulled over for a traffic stop and then proceeded to give the officers a false name.
They just say that a false license.
No, just gave her name.
Okay.
Straight up. Now, it seems police may have known from the get-go she was lying because the story says that authorities warned her lying about who she was could result in additional charges. But authorities said she kept it on.
Amy.
Eventually, police say an investigation led to figuring out who she actually was, and it turns out if she was lying, she had a reason. There was an outstanding warrant for her arrest.
Oh.
She was charged in this case with obstructing governmental administration and criminal impersonation. She has a court date coming up. And if the allegations are true, Tommy, seems like kind of a dumb thing to do.
Yeah.
Right? But there is one very important piece of information missing from this story.
Okay.
They don't tell us how the police figured out she wasn't who she said she was.
Hmm.
And I can't wrap my mind around how, if she just lied, they would be able to figure out she is the actual person she is.
All right, so when you get pulled over,
yeah,
they've already got your license plate, which they're probably already running.
Okay, but I could say this is my friend's car.
Yeah.
Right, but then I had to show paperwork.
I forgot my ID.
All right, no ID. But do you have a registration?
Well, it's not my car, so it's not me.
But you still have to show registration to the car.
Sure, sure. Yeah, here's the registration.
That wouldn't give them necessarily her identity.
Yeah, I borrowed the car.
Hmm.
All right, so let's walk through this. All right, let's say me, Pat Duffy, gets pulled over.
Yeah.
And I don't have my ID. I don't have any credit cards on me. I am driving a friend's car, and I give them a fake name and insist I am that person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've never been arrested to the point where they took fingerprints of me, so I don't have my prints on.
Yeah. Me.
In what way would they be able to figure out I am actually Pat Duffy and not the person I'm saying I am?
Well, can't they look up the person you're saying you are?
I mean, I guess you could, but do they have that person's photo on file?
I don't.
Well, yeah, probably, right?
How?
Would they
through your driver's license.
The DMV, but let's say hypothetically. Okay, so
phone number. Yeah, let's say they pull that name up, and it ain't the person I'm looking at on the screen here.
What are you talking about? I mean, looks like me to me.
Looks like me.
As
to
long
me.
As it's not an Asian guy. I mean, look, you pick you any white could. Guy, you're pretty close. Am I wrong? If I shave my beard, even we kind of look like each other. The phone number is 252-WCMF. Do you know how they figure out who you are if you lie about who you are?
Because it's got to be harder than just saying I ain't me.
Well, if you don't have an ID on you, can they take you? I mean, do they take you?
Well, you can get a ticket for not having driving without a license.
They don't automatically arrest you for driving without a license.
Well, I'm saying, like, let's say.
Well, arrest is we have taken you and written you a ticket. It's not like lock you up.
So let's say I'm not that, I'm so-and-so.
Yeah.
He's going to go back and type in the name you gave him.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's where you're going to get pinched because that is going to show a photo ID probably on his computer.
A lot of problems
but I guess
in
to
that
Pat,
sense.
Pat's
so what's
point,
the problem?
If you resemble that person. How could I guess they point and to something specific and say that's not you?
See, Tommy,
what's up?
This story is why paying attention to stories we've done before is so important
what
to
happened?
Our show. Kimmy, you'll remember this. About a year ago, there was a story of a school teacher in our area who had a former acquaintance use his name when they got in trouble a couple of times. And the cops just took this man at his word because he not only knew the man's name, he knew his address that was on his driver's license.
Right.
And his teacher, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, started getting calls from police departments because they had charges for shoplifting and things like this. And he goes, I had never been to these places in my life. This was not me. And they told him he was wrong. Everyone insisted he was crazy. It caused problems at his job. And it turns out
what happened?
The man eventually came forward after feeling bad about what he did, but all he needed was this teacher's name and his address.
So they never had any information on the guy that would be in a system?
He gave him his name and address. And apparently we found out in that story in the DNC, that's all you really needed if the police believed that's who you were. And to this day, at least up until the story, the guy was still having problems because every couple of weeks, more charges would pop up that he didn't know about.
All right, so maybe there isn't this big bank of photos I thought existed.
Well, what identifiers would there be other than a government ID? Like, let's say I wanted to say I was my brother.
Yeah.
Right? Let's say I get arrested for shoplifting. Let's take the car out of it because you're right. Yeah. Maybe there's a way to get through it through all that stuff. And they pull me aside and they go, what's your name? I know all my brother's personal information.
Well,
we're around the same age. Right? Without my beard, we look similar. Unless one of those cops on the scene knew me personally, how would I not get away with that? What am I missing?
I guess.
Right?
Yeah, I always thought they had all my... As soon as you say a name, I figured it's all banked.
Well, you're also one of these idiots that, because of CSI, you think they can run a DNA test in 15 minutes.
Bro, they get that thing done before the commercial.
Nope. In fact, there's stuff from the 80s still sitting around DNA stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Not great. I mean, this whole system, now granted, every system is imperfect, and maybe there isn't a better way to do it, Seems like you're putting a lot of trust in people that may have motivation to lie to the cops about who they are.
That's why it doesn't make any sense to me that it's the honor system of who are you.
How else would you do it, though?
You know, well, if you don't have your ID on you.
Now, go ahead. Come on, smart guy. You had all the right ideas a second ago. You were running your mouth. Blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you how to crab
Well, they
works.
Need to fix the system.
Well, how do you fix it? What do you do?
Put more names and pictures in there.
You want the government to have everyone's name and picture?
Well, that's what a driver's license is and Social Security.
But it's not mandatory for me to go get a driver's license.
Oh.
You want government force picture for everyone to be identified.
But doesn't everybody have to have at least a photo ID?
No.
Some kind of ID?
What? Why would you?
Well, not a driver's license, but a state-issued ID.
What reason would I need to have an ID?
To do anything.
Like what?
Because you would have to bank.
I cannot have a bank account.
You can't open up a checking or a savings account or a credit card.
I could keep all my cash underneath my mattress.
I always thought you had to have some form of photo ID.
Kimmy's on it. I don't know why, though.
Just to conduct business and prove who you are.
No, but again, all of those, look, I know they seem like things you have to have.
So you can't buy booze?
Oh, yeah.
You can't buy cigarettes?
I don't smoke.
You can't get medication.
I mean, you wouldn't.
You couldn't get medication without a photo ID.
There may be a way around that if someone doesn't have a photo ID. I mean, we've never tried it.
I'm thinking you have to have one just for that.
Again, I'm thinking don't mean a statement. And
no,
I
but
could
you're
be
assuming
wrong.
That you don't need one.
I get, but no. I
can't think of a situation where an adult could just fly through with no photo ID.
If you didn't want to buy anything or vote or do
get
it, I
sick.
Guess. Yeah. Or travel.
Like
I
if
guess
you went
you
to a hospital,
it.
The first thing they're going to want is your information.
Sure, and I'll give them a name.
No, you're going to have to like write it down.
You realize that
it.
If you go to the emergency room and you don't have a driver's license, they don't say, we can't take you.
I understand it, but once you get admitted into the system, they're going to want to know who you are.
Okay, yeah, sure, I'm Steve. They're not going to throw
Steve
you
with
out.
A bullet in his arm.
Bro, Hippocratic Oath, do no harm. They're going to take you.
Man, that don't sound right.
Bro, it happens.
You're wrong. You're
it happens. Okay.
You're wrong.
Answer me this question, then.
Just proved your ass is wrong you can't do nothing.
And I'm about to blow your ass up. Hardcore.
Let me turn around.
Meet me in the men's room. Again, we're talking about the story coming out of Lyons. A woman was pulled over, 32 years old. Police say that she lied about who she was, and it seems the police knew up front because they warned her, don't lie about who you are. It's going to have more charges. She kept on going. According to police, an investigation eventually led to figuring out who she actually was, and it turns out that she had an outstanding warrant for arrest. According to police, she's been charged with obstructing governmental administration, criminal impersonation, and it sounds stupid to lie to the cops about who you are, but as we have this conversation further, if I don't have an ID on me and I know the personal information of someone else I'm impersonating, how would they absolutely prove it's me? I'll ask you this simple question.
Simple up.
So for me, when you turn 16, you go get a learner's permit to get a driver's license.
Right.
If I don't do that, government doesn't come after me to get an ID.
At 16, no.
When?
So when you turn 18, do you have to have some kind of...
You're asking. You're not proving. I have never heard of anybody being forced into a DMV to take a picture
not forced,
for an ID.
Not forced. But there's no way you would be forced into it just to conduct business on any level.
There are people that live off the grid that don't use any of the stuff you describe. Okay. No, but it's true. So those people would not be forced
Unabomber
to have
Unabomber guy, I guess, didn't
Ted
have
Kaczynski
an ID.
Ted Kaczynski would be an example.
I guess your ID would be like your Social Security card.
But it ain't got your picture.
No, it doesn't have a picture on it.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I'm saying you would
there's
have
a lot
social.
Of people that live in a city that don't drive.
Sure, yeah.
So they don't need a driver's license, right? But I'm assuming they have to have some form of ID to get any of their benefits or anything that what they want to do.
Again, I'm guessing.
How would you get your benefits?
You don't get the benefits. What benefits? Oh, you're talking about like WIC and things like that?
Anything.
I don't know.
You pay rent to you have a lease on an apartment.
Okay. Some people pay cash. And look, you bring up the benefits. Let's use WIC. I mean, we do see stories where people have illegally abused that system.
Yes, they have.
But it goes, you know, for 2-3 years before it gets figured out. Mm. Right, we've seen people who they cash their dead parents' pension checks. They get busted for that.
That
it happens for
sweet.
2-3 years. But it's not sweet. It's very illegal. Don't do that.
It's still sweet, bro.
I just love you coming at me so hard. Let me tell you how things work.
No, you haven't proven anything yet because we haven't even looked up anything
well, okay,
yet.
Okay, so it's
taking a victory lap. You haven't proven
Excuse
anything.
Excuse me, I can't hear you. I'm lapping.
So it's not illegal to... This is all like if you're carrying it on you, not necessarily if you have one or don't have one. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to.
So I'm right.
No, I'm just trying to figure out a scenario where the government would force a photo ID on you.
I don't think they force, but I think you are forced to just live.
No, because you're just talking about all creature comforts.
What? benefits and like medicine.
Right, man.
I don't think medicine's a creature comfort.
Hey, man, for a lot of people in this country, medicine is a creature comfort.
I'm not talking about that kind of medicine.
No, but I'm saying straight
like
up
Viagra.
Medicine. There are plenty.
I can't get Viagra.
There are people that can't afford to go to the doctor. That's not a comfort for them.
How are they getting a Viagra?
They're not getting Viagra.
Are they going date night?
They got to look at a picture of your mom and it had the opposite effect.
Not
I can smell it through the picture.
I'm going to read you what this says. Not everyone over 18 in the U.S. has a government-issued photo ID.
Face!
Studies show a significant portion of the population lack a driver's license or other forms of acceptable identification.
Face! I mean, it's one of the main points of the debate about having an ID to vote is not everybody has one.
So how do you live?
You live without the stuff you described. You find a way around
no
it.
No medicine.
Okay?
No rent.
I'm telling you, there's got to
be a single luxury. You couldn't even take that tour.
I love how you're like, remember that episode of Gilligan's Island where Gilligan was popping Vicodin and getting government benefits on the island?
Hey, bro, that was L.A. in the 60s. You don't think they were all jacked up on something on that
if
island?
If it was L.A. in the 60s, why didn't they just walk off the island?
Why didn't the professor face that hole in the boat?
Why don't they make the whole plane out of the black box? Look, I get that it is hard to wrap
somebody
your head around.
Somebody's trying to do the loopy
loop. Triplets. I understand that it's hard to wrap your head around that some people live this way, but people do live this way.
Well, they got
to
make everybody get an ID.
Oh, wow. Okay. Sorry.
Here yes.
Is this New World Order Tommy that
or just give them a
the
number.
Door? They do that. It's called a Social
yes.
Security
with your
number.
Picture
we do
on
have that.
252 WCMF. Let's
put
talk
your baby your picture Bob's, on it.
Yeah. You're Bob 666.
Redneck, you're on CMF, so, buddy. What's up?
Morning. So I don't know about this chick that got in trouble, but Tommy, I'm usually Team Tommy. Did you eat some of Kimmy's gummies today or something?
No, what are you talking about?
Do you know how many Amish live in our state that do not have
Great point.
How do they register their buggy?
Prescription drugs. They get prescription drugs.
How?
They go to the doctors. They pay for everything in cash. It doesn't matter how. They do it.
All right, serious question. Hold on. No, no, no.
But you have to register those buggies.
Okay.
With the Department of Transportation.
Amish people
your ass and your horse's ass is in trouble.
Amish people have identification, but their religious beliefs about photography may limit the type of identification they have.
Face! Yeah, because they think you're stealing their soul when you take their picture.
I thought those were Guatemalans.
What?
Guatemalans think that.
No, Amish think that.
Wait, Amish and Guatemalans are the same people?
Guatemalish.
Listen, I do a lot of business with Amish, and they will not let you take their picture or record them or anything.
There you go.
And they do regular business. They go to liquor stores. They go to the grocery store.
I don't think the Amish drink.
Yeah, the Amish drink.
So they drink wine, but they'll buy Everclear to make their own medication with.
Oh, excuse me. Hold on, Redneck. Could you hold on? Because I got to go take a massive victory lap after Mr. I Know Everything got all up in my
grill. You know what? They need to change that.
Yeah, make the Amish get identification.
Yes.
Yeah, so we know where the Amish are at all times.
That.
So there's not some sleeper Amish shell looking to take us all out.
You don't know.
You'd hear them coming. Cluck, 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 cluck.
I don't want to get my ass musketed in.
they don't use firearms, do they?
Yes, they do.
Ah,
yes,
okay.
They can buy firearms.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Amish rifle right
so
in
the
face.
So they drink and they have guns? And they're somehow connected to the Guatemalans?
Redneck, thanks for the call, buddy.
You guys are down a rabbit hole. I can't return.
You started it, man. I didn't bring the Amish into it. You did.
There goes Redneck. Thanks, buddy.
How far can a birth certificate get you? Because it says that's what a lot of Amish people use.
But there's no photo.
Yeah. It's just your footprint.
True. But it is an official.
And that foot's grown.
Show me your foot.
It is an official document.
Yeah, but I mean, there's no photo on it. Right. I could have your birth certificate and say that I'm Kimmy.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I'm here like pot. Give me some chicken wings now. 252 WC. All right, Redneck says you don't need an ID at all.
All right.
That was my
argument.
Amish
are just running wild with guns and liquor.
But here's the thing. We should always take with a grain of salt every caller we get because Amanda's saying the exact opposite. She's on CMF. Hey, Amanda, how are you?
Hey, good.
What's up?
I have my mother-in-law. She's never driven in her life. She's 93. She has a driver's license, and it says in big letters,
I'm Italian.
Because you have to have a driver's license,
No, I didn't. Hold on. I didn't think you had to have it. I thought you had the option to get it for what Tommy brought up to buy
like
liquor.
Like a personal ID.
Like you didn't. Who told you you have to have it?
If you want to. Well, you don't have to have it. If you want to live like a normal person, you have to have it, dude. Dude, if you want to be normal.
What is normal?
Normal means normal.
What is normal?
Normal means you're licensed and identifiable.
Well, I just find it funny, Amanda. You call me up and tell me about a 93-year-old woman who's never driven. They'll be like, you should be normal. Like this 93-year-old woman who's never driven a car in her life.
Sweetheart, because back 80 years ago, all women weren't driving, darling. Come on.
Darling. Okay, first of all, don't you drop a darling on me, Amanda. Amanda, I get what you're saying. What is normal? Are Amish not normal, Amanda?
Well, they're old school.
I think she meant like to make life easier.
I don't have time for the Amish. I don't have time for the Amish, but I got time to call a radio show with wrong information.
Yes, darling, of course. I'm a teacher. That's what we do.
Oh, wait, she's a teacher. She knows what she's talking about.
No, she... What do you teach, Amanda? Right. What do you teach?
Well, currently preschool, so I'm going to have
it. Yeah, right about Tommy's level. Amanda.
Yes.
Amanda, right. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day, boys.
Yeah, bye. Bye. Okay, I love that. Well, my grandma got an ID, so... It is mind-blowing that you could live in this country, in theory.
You've got to figure it would be hard. Like, just to make life easier, you'd just have the
Agreed.
It sounds like it's great until things go wrong and you need stuff.
No, I would agree.
And then you're effed.
And then you're stuck.
No, don't get me wrong. I'm
then
not
you're
even...
some strung-out, drunk Amish dude kissing his horse.
I'm not arguing it would be better to not have an ID. You're right.
But you can't really exist. For long.
Well, I guess...
You're going to run into a wall.
Right, you just, we're going backwards.
You're
going
to run into a wall. It's impossible with the way life works.
Unless you live a certain way.
I want you to hear me out right now.
What, like die in the street? Okay.
No.
All right, listen to me. I get that the way you were raised as a spoiled-ass rich kid who then
identifiable?
Who then glommed onto a woman who allows him to live in the most affluent town in Rochester. I understand that you would not get this, right? But there are people that don't drive. There are people that don't have health insurance. Mm-hmm. There are people that don't have benefits. There are people that pay cash for rent.
Well, they ain't going to be around long.
Okay, what about homeless people?
What about them?
Do they have to go renew their driver's license?
They should.
Drive what?
I mean, a homeless person should have some kind of identification.
Should and would are two different things.
Anytime I donate to those guys, I always ask for identification.
Why? To get there?
Are you a registered homeless person?
Where's your address? Here?
Yeah, it all has to say corner here.
Okay.
Milk crate.
Let's take a break. The times.
Oh, boy.
They are a-changing. Today, we play Where They Whine in just a little while by all new rules. Actually, one new rule.
So we got to make a big adjustment, though.
Well, we'll see. It depends on what kind of rule change we have. Because you had three options, and the listeners have spoken.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, Where They Whine, and coming up in just a second. But last week, after a handsome, bearded, brilliant man took the star chart lead here in the room, chaos erupted.
No, chaos erupted because you wouldn't shut your mouth up. You kept running your mouth. You caused this
because
you kept bringing it up and pushing and pushing and pushing.
I'm sorry.
And it blew up in your face.
Did you just tell me that I was running my mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Tommy runs his mouth, which was your Native American name?
Yeah, I don't run. Tommy running mouth?
I run. So... we opened up the floor to suggestions for a new rule change. You decided, Kimmy, we were going to change one rule for 2025.
Yep. So we took suggestions. We kind of came up with like a top three the most likely or possible ones that we could implement.
And then we
had everybody vote.
It was at WCMF.com. So this was voted on you, the listener. Tommy and I are unaware of what the rule change is. Kimmy is the only one in America right now.
Wow.
Who knows? Yeah. Kimmy?
Power.
Can you recap the three options people had?
Okay, so the three options were, let me pull this up, the number one option, previous winner goes last the following week.
Okay.
The second option, break up the bigger suburbs into smaller sections.
So we were talking east, west, around Iroquois, and Greece into four sections.
Apparently, yes. Okay. Greece has four sections. And then the third was the challenge flag or voting system for people who get disqualified.
Okay. After all the votes, and there were a lot of you,
You
said there was one winner, Kimmy, that was overwhelming.
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to tell you now? Are we revealing?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is going to affect the game today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the new rule for 2025 for Where They Whinin' is...
The previous winner goes last the following week.
Oh, you're done.
That one was 70% of the votes.
Shot yourself right in the foot and mouth.
Well, no, the exciting thing for you is you're never going to have to go last.
Right. Think about that. I'll always be first.
Think that through again.
I did.
Okay. All right, fine.
So you, Pat, will, since you
dead
won last week,
Pat.
You will be going last.
Just like
week.
The spelling bee.
You realize, again, of all the things you were going to pick, it's going to make my victory so much sweeter.
Why?
So just to be clear, because I'm going to pick last and win. That's how that was the implication.
What are you going
to
do?
That was the implication.
Is that your plan?
Stupid.
I'm going to pick last and weird. You're below Ben.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to be able to finish with
you
Ben.
You wear Ben's ass as a hat.
I got a Ben ass hat?
You do.
Bro, I will say this. If you thought I was obnoxious last week, if I win going last, I will never stop yelling for the rest of my life.
But we'll never know. Because we'll never hear ye again.
We're going to find
you too far. We have had winners down. That have been in that last spot. I mean, Ben's usually last. He has two stars, so.
How many does Tommy have?
Three.
Tommy has three.
He's only one more than the guy who picks last every week.
He only got two more than me.
Okay. So, Kimmy, to be clear, this is everybody. So if somebody wins on the outside, you have to sit and wait until the end of where they wind
in
the next week.
If you win this week and you want to play next week, be prepared to be the last one up.
You're in the basement.
All right. Everybody, way to go. You ruined the game.
Basement boy.
This is why, as I've said over and over again, democracy simply doesn't work.
Yeah. You know what you can do with that fist.
Meet you in the men's room?
No, sit on it.
Okay, thank you.